A horse that really captured everybody's attention yesterday was in Sydney, winning the Silver Eagle. The Tasmanian galloper, The Inevitable, trained by the leading trainer in Tassie, Scott Brunton, who joins us this morning. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Congratulations on the win yesterday in the Silver Eagle, The Inevitable. What a great little, and I emphasise, little horse he is for you.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He's just... like a breath of fresh air. We're very excited to have him, and he's just great for the stable.
There was plenty of discussion on the coverage yesterday about his size, firstly. How many hands high is he, actually?
Look, I reckon he's just touching 15 hands, if we're lucky. When I measured him last year, he wasn't quite 15 hands. I'd like to hope he's grown a little bit. He weighs 438 kilos.
That's a very small thoroughbred.
Yeah, very small, very little.
But he's got a heart bigger than himself.
Yeah, he's very brave, very tough. himself and my partner, they do a good job together. They fit well. Yeah.
And you've hogged his mane. Can you explain why that is?
Tegan hogged his mane. he had a shocking mane. Bits and pieces missing everywhere. And so... she figured it was best it come off. I like it. I like to hog their manes anyway, so.
Well, it completes his very unique appearance, doesn't it? There was a great photo posted yesterday of the horse standing in the tie-ups and the horse neighbouring him was towering over him.
Yeah, big Shan, a big air Shanaki. He's quite a big horse. That's his travel mate. So, yeah. The big fella with the little fella, they seem to match good.
On pedigree, he's got a bit going for him. He's by a done deal, a top standing, of course, beside the Caulfield Guineas winner yesterday. He's related to a stack of very handy winners, and you managed to pay just $90,000 for him. I guess his size alone might have had something to do with that bargain price tag.
Look, I think so, and being such a late foal in the family... She'd had quite a few foals the mare. But look, it was a great buy. Dad picked him, selected him at the sales, and look, the rest is history. It's been fantastic. Just an incredible ride. Yeah.
He might be small, but is he a sound horse?
Yeah, very sound. Good on his feet, very correct. Yeah, touch wood, everything's okay there.
So, it's onwards now in Sydney. What's the plan?
Look, we'll go to the Golden Eagle. We're about to head to the stable shortly to see how he's pulled up. But at this stage, yeah, that's where we'll be heading, the Golden Eagle. He'll stay here at Waratah Thoroughbreds at Bowral or Mossvale. We'll go from there.
And 8 wins from now, 10 starts, almost $700,000 in prize money. He's establishing a fierce record.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll be nice to try and add to it in 3 weeks with the $7.5 million on offer in the Golden Eagle. But he's done an incredible job, the horse.
Yeah, he certainly has. As game as they come, The Inevitable, and I would say he's developing a bit of a cult following already in Australian racing, Scott.
Yeah, let's hope so. He's worth following if you knew the horse. He's quite a character. So he keeps you well entertained.
All right, well, enjoy your visit to the stables with him this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Beautiful day, drivers. Thanks for having me on, Joe.
That was Scott Brunton joining us to discuss The Inevitable, yesterday's Silver Eagle winner, now headed to the Golden Eagle and a share potentially in millions of dollars worth of prize money.